Yeah, and jumping on that and to that particular topic is so a little bit context for the people who are listening is so you recently wrote out a very nice analysis article comparing the representational structures of vision transformers versus typical, like the best convolutional neural network that we have is ResNet models. And I think it was a very nice representational comparison. And zooming out as vision transformers was something they published out of Google Research, where they are taking a very transformer architecture-based approach to solving imaging tasks that are typically normally always tackled using convolutions. So you did a very head-to-head comparison. That's the best manner we can use for the standard datasets, ImageNet. So I'm curious, and this is something I have been using and trying to explore for even my projects that I'm trying to do for certain reasons. Like, of course, I'm not targeting accuracies in that particular reason, but I'm curious, based on your analysis, and I read the paper, but something I want to ask on an overarching question is, where do you think VITs or the vision transformers have a clear advantage, if at all they have, to solving a particular task that convolutions might not have, versus what are some of the tasks that you will say which are still inherent to CNNs? They cannot be solved using vision transformers, and we shouldn't expect vision transformers to overrule CNNs.
Right. So I guess in answering this question, maybe I'll also draw on some of, you know, the results we had in our paper. So, you know, broadly, I'd say probably CNNs still have an advantage in places where you might not have you know, as much data, or you might not be able to easily perform things like transfer learning. I think in situations where if you can expect transfer learning to work well, you can actually expect a vision transformer to do a good job, because they've been like testing that with sort of taking it and then having a pre-trained model and then seeing how it works as you fine-tune it on different data sets and things. But you know, if there are settings where, you know, you think this kind of fine-tuning from like, you know, one of these standard pre-trained setups is not going to work super well, then definitely the CNN would have the advantage there. I think also, you know, the first results were really only on image classification. I think there's like, you know, follow-up work going on extending that to like other tasks like object detection. I need to check, but like, you know, I imagine some of these other tasks which have taken us a while to develop just in terms of like CNNs might take like a little bit longer to develop in terms of like vision transformers. We might have to revisit a lot of that design and then think about how we're going to do it again. And then similar for like, you know, aspects of things like image generation. I think if I were speaking more fundamentally, I would say I do think CNNs have a very powerful and useful inductive bias of the convolution. And when there's going to be limited data available, I just feel like I see that being very useful. On the other hand, and this is just drawing on results of our paper, we find that because vision transformers don't have this inductive bias and like this convolution, and instead what they have is this global self-attention layer, if you can train them properly, sometimes that can lead them to getting very strong representations even earlier on in the network. So one thing we find, because this global self-attention, because it doesn't have this nice inductive bias, then when it like learns to do the right thing in some sense, it can incorporate, you know, some amount of like local information, it can incorporate some amount of more global information. And what we find is that leads to like very strong representations, even pretty early on in the architecture. So you can do certain like linear probes like tests between the conv net and the vision transformer. So you'll go ahead to some intermediate representation, and then you'll see how well it can classify on some task just based off of that intermediate representation. And then in those kinds of evaluations, the vision transformer ends up doing actually a lot better. And we think that's because it's managed to aggregate, it's managed to, you know, really utilize self-attention to aggregate things in a more helpful way that prepare it to do things like that. So I'd say that I guess that the vision transformer has access to enough data to be able to really make best use of its self-attention mechanism, then that can lead to some very strong representations that I think should actually give it a pretty strong advantage against CNNs, simply because they have this thing hard-coded, and there is like also a downside to having things hard-coded. But on the other hand, there is this big thing of, can you train the vision transformer to actually use its self-attention effectively in that way? And if you can't do that, then I feel like the CNNs are going to be definitely better to go with, because they've gotten the inductive bias they have. I mean, it's hard-coded, but it's also been just enormously successful. And so that would be like a good direction to look into.